upper part of the barn is called?
Yeah. Hay... I don't know if it's what it's called or not. Hayloft.
Okay. Are there other places where you might store hay in the barn?
I guess. I really don't know. I've never stored hay in a barn.
That's alright. No problem. If too much hay is gathered to get in the barn, how is it kept outside?
In a haystack.
Okay. And what's the shape of the pile?
Looks like ice cream scoops. You know, they're stacked on top of each other.
Okay. And what is the cart used to bring in the hay called?
A hay cart?
Okay.
Hay wagon?
Whatever. When you first cut the hay, what do you do with it?
Bale it.
Okay, and do you know any names for small piles of hay raised up in the field?
Nothing besides haystack or bale of hay.
Okay, so you know, like they have your tumble, shock, heap, coil, rick, mow.
Where they got their words from?
Other people.
My grandfather bales hay all the time, but I never helped with that, so I'm not really
that's okay.
Too trained in the business.
Stick on the other side. Wait,
I know a little bit about cows.
Okay, well, we may get to that. Oh, where do you keep your cows?
Usually in a barn or in the pasture. I'm not sure where they want them.
Okay, do you have a special shelter for them to get in and out of when it's raining? To get in
Maybe if not the barn, then maybe some kind of lean. Let's see, is that what you call it, a lean? A stoop, like you were saying earlier, or something. Just a small thing with a slanted roof on it with shelter from the rain.
Wow, you really climbed up on the cows here.
Yeah, really.
What do you call a place where you keep your horses?
Stall.
Okay. Alright, besides the barn, did you ever
I guess you could also keep cows in the stall, and I hadn't thought about that.
Okay.
Say horse stall.
Okay. Besides the barn, did you ever have a... Did you ever have a special place where you would milk the cows outside?
Besides the barn?
Yeah.
Maybe in the stall. Yeah. Probably in the stall. You put them in the stall in the barn. You know, I consider a stall as a compartment. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know,
okay.
But then also, obviously, there are horse stalls or cow stalls that are built maybe for one or two cows. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I get it. Where do you keep your hogs and pigs? Where do you keep them?
Hog pen.
Okay. Did this have shelter or was it open?
The last one I looked at was open. My friends have some pigs. A lot of time they had it was open hog pen. Yeah.
Okay. Where did people used to keep their milk and butter before the days of refrigeration?
Ice box.
Okay. What's the place for milk and butter? The place where it's made.
Dairy.
Okay.
You made me say every word I've ever heard.
I know. What other meanings does the word dairy have?
What other meanings does the word dairy have? Gee.
Was it?
Are there a lot of other meanings, the word dairy?
I don't know.
Do you know any others?
No.
I don't either.
Okay, let's move on. What do you call that place around the barn where you might let the cows, mules, and other animals walk around?
Pasture.
Okay, or... But it's around the barn?
Barnyard.
Okay.
Is there an answer they want to that?
No, just, I think they get that. They have that down here. Stable lot, cow lot, right. Sheep lot, things like that.
Yeah, I forgot about the stable. That's another good place to keep the
animal. All right, it's not bad. Nice and nice.
Yeah, I've heard that before. I mean, I just don't think about it.
Yeah, that's okay. What would you call the place where you get let them go out to graze?
Pasture.
And was this fenced or not?
Yes, it was.
Okay. Did you ever raise cotton?
No.
Oh, you can't tell me about the work you did. Oh, dude.
This is the ghost days.